Types of collaboration. One purpose of collaboration is to avoid hidden costs by getting input from others for joint design, sourcing, and logistics so their requirements can be factored in from the start. Relationships can be horizontal between two manufacturers, etc., vertical between manufacturers and distributors, etc., or both. Vertical collaboration, for example, supply chain management, is intended to better align the supply chain by sharing information. Horizontal collaboration is discussed more next, and some types of vertical collaboration related to inventory planning are also discussed below. Horizontal collaboration. Horizontal relationships might be between competitors or organizations doing parts of a process in parallel or in sequence. Some competitors view logistics operations as a commodity and therefore have established shared logistics services through LSPs. For example, Kimberly-Clark and Unilever discovered that they delivered to more than 60% of the same retailers. By combining deliveries to these outlets, the two organizations were able to deliver more frequently overall while reducing costs for each organization. They further enhanced this collaboration by building a shared consolidation warehouse. While working with competitors does require a different level of trust and commitment, and possibly some additional contract clauses and protections, it can work if there is enough compatibility among corporate cultures and enough overlap of customers and distribution networks. Vertical collaboration. Quick response. Quick response, QR, is a type of manufacturer-retailer collaboration that modifies a just-in-time inventory replenishment system to have very high inventory turnover times and no excess work in process or pipeline inventories. It does this by having the manufacturer run small batches with fast changeovers so it can respond immediately to shifts in demand. Stores get extremely high customer service because very fast transportation methods are used. This method was pioneered in the textile industry to accommodate the trend for fast fashion and to remain competitive with global low-cost market entrants. Efficient consumer response. Efficient consumer response, ECR, aims to get information and goods flowing smoothly between various manufacturers and retailers, with an emphasis on handing off traditional functions to another partner if that partner can do it at lower cost. It minimizes inventory using cross-docking and direct deliveries, continuous replenishment, sales-based rather than forecast-based ordering, heavy use of automated data transfer via electronic data interchange, and use of vendor-managed inventory discussed below whenever possible. The key benefits are faster replenishment, thus fewer stockouts, and better store assortments. The latter is accomplished in part by tailoring the products on the shelves to local preferences, collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, involves collaboration among manufacturers and retailers in four main areas: strategy and planning, demand and supply management, execution, and analysis. Strategy and planning are used to plan events jointly and to decide on product mixes. Demand and supply management are used to do joint forecasts based on actual consumer demand data and to plan replenishment together. Execution involves order management and fulfillment activities. Analysis involves monitoring key performance indicators and exception orders and developing ways to continuously improve. Vendor-managed inventory. Vendor-managed inventory, VMI, involves giving the supplier, often this is a distributor or possibly the manufacturer, the responsibility for restocking its products on the retailer's shelves or, in some cases, just in the retailer's DC. Retailers may get to delay payments for the inventory, and the supplier gets a deeper, longer-lasting relationship with the retailer and a much-reduced bullwhip effect. An extreme change in the supply position upstream in a supply chain generated by a small change in demand downstream. Per the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, inventory overall is reduced. The supplier also gets more direct information on retail demand. Demand-driven methodology, DDM. Demand-driven methodology, DDM, which includes demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP as a key component, is an advanced supply chain management approach that reduces reliance on forecasting by using actual, real-time customer demand signals to trigger the replenishment of inventory. Doing so reduces uncertainty in both supply and demand. The methodology uses strategically placed inventory buffers to reduce lead times and inventory carrying costs. Buffer size is dynamically adjusted based on demand, supply, lead time, and demand variability. This framework allows organizations to be both adaptive and customer-centric. Organizations ensure that they transform and distribute products and services based only on real-time demand signals. Demand-driven methodology is being implemented by organizations that operate in volatile markets because it helps compress lead times, improve agility, and maintain or improve customer service simultaneously, even in a global supply chain. These organizations have reported significant increases in their return on assets, ROA, because they can hit targeted service levels with far less inventory. Another reason for ROA increases is that the responsiveness to actual customer demand can result in increased sales revenues. ROA is addressed in detail elsewhere.